entrepreneurship,
part of the community, the next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
We have heard some very interesting ideas on the next idea for investing in startups, ways to improve the ecology in Michigan for startups. In large part, the focus has been fixed on venture capitalists who tend to pump money into those high-tech, advanced manufacturing, biotech, and medical devices companies. But how about the rest of us who might want to invest in a Michigan business and a different kind of business? Angela Barbash of Ypsilanti would like to see more local investors putting money into local businesses and startups. She's the founder of Reconsider. It's a research and consulting company that specializes in local investing, community capital, and social enterprise. Angela, when did you first get a sense that finding more ways to invest locally was something people would be interested in?
I actually have been a financial advisor since 2004, and in the 2008-09 financial crisis, I really had clients asking me questions that they had never asked before, investing in solar panels on their house, investing in precious metals, and then the conversation started to shift to local businesses. People who had never invested in local businesses before, and they said, you know, I've got a family member who's starting a business, or I saw that a new bike shop is opening in town, and why do I have to put all of my money into the stock market, especially after I've been hurt so badly? Can't I shift some of that into the bike shop? And I said, you know, that's a great question. I don't know how you do that or if you can do that. So that really launched a discovery and an odyssey.
And those were really novel questions at the time. Mm-hmm. What do you think that came from? What was that born out of?
A lot of this was really born out of how people were affected in 2008. People saw, and I saw, and many of my colleagues who were advisors saw, clients who had lost a quarter or half of their wealth in less than a year. It felt overnight for them. Their entire future plans had changed. Their retirement plans had changed. They were afraid they couldn't send their kids to college. Everything had just flipped upside down in their lives, and they really started to question everything they'd ever been told and everything they'd ever learned.
So how did that lead you to found Reconsider?
In 2011, I actually went to the Slow Money Conference. It's a national nonprofit organization, and they're focused on shifting capital into local food economies. And I was the only one that I could find in my colleague network in Michigan that was talking about these things. My colleagues thought I was crazy to talk about local investing. And I went there, and there were 850 people who were talking about this. And of them, there were about 40 financial professionals. And I went literally professional to professional and said, how are you serving the local investing conversation with your clients? And they said, well, we're not yet. We don't know how to. That was the first aha moment that I was not the only one in America that was asking this question. I just was the only one in my community asking this question. And so once I started to connect with people in other regions of the country, I realized that I wasn't alone. There were resources and people were trying to figure it out. And what we needed in Michigan was an organization that was going to help Michigan figure it out.
If you can, Angela, give us an idea of what local investing looks like.
The Tecumseh Brewing Company project. They launched a capital raise early 2014, right after the Mile Act had been passed, which allows us to do more local investing in Michigan. They raised $176,000 from 22 different investors. They went to the local community bank and they leveraged that relationship. And the bank said, if you are successful on this crowdfunding campaign, we will go ahead and give you a commercial loan. They were not going to take that kind of risk without the community backing.
And it does sound like, as you say, there are people who want options to put their money in their community. And up until now, there has not been a real clear-cut way to show them how to do it. So where do you begin? Where do you start?
There are three specific constituencies that are a part of rebuilding the system, and each constituency needs to be talked to in a different language. So the first are businesses, all the way from the startup or the guy that's got an idea all the way up to that second stage company that's trying to grow into new markets. Mm-hmm. Businesses need to be talked to a particular kind of way. The second constituency is investors. 93% of Americans are non-accredited investors. They've never been taught how to evaluate an investment because the financial services industry has made a very strong and compelling case over the last 50 years for saying, you know what, hand it to us. We are more capable, we are more qualified, and we will do a better job for you for X amount of fees per year. And now the industry is saying, well, we're not going to service that conversation. You're on your own. If they're on their own, that means that we have to go back to square one. This is just basic education. How do you, you know, incorporate local investments into your portfolio? How do you manage the risk? And how do you understand what you're investing in?
And who's the third component?
Stakeholders. The universities, the economic development agencies, the local cities and counties, the state of Michigan, the business consultants, the chambers, all of those people who are interfacing with businesses or interfacing with investors, they fall into several subgroups. Some of them have political agendas and some of them have business models that they have to maintain and profitability.
Angela, you have partnered with Washtenaw County in a project that's called Venture Local. Could you tell us more about that?
What we need is to engage the community in a conversation. We need to open their eyes to this whole realm, and we need to query them on what their ideas are. And so Washtenaw County was intrigued by this. We're about halfway through right now a six-month campaign where we went into each of the seven major communities and we're doing a community gathering. And what we're finding so far is that they know what they want, they know what ideas they have, and they know what their barriers and challenges are. And a lot of times it really boils down to just organization. They just need to figure out, like, who's going to take charge of this.
What you're doing could be done all anywhere in Michigan.
And that's the pitch that we've made to the state of Michigan and to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is we have to start with asking this question. We need to find out what the opportunities are for initiatives to really progress the movement and to tangibly shift capital into local businesses. And we need to deliver the resources and technical assistance that they need to move forward.
I'm wondering why an investment fund, say, over having individual businesses just go straight to local crowdfunding.
The local investment fund piece of this is really interesting and exciting. And Washtenaw County specifically has asked, you know, how can we invest 1% of the public pension fund into a local investment fund? How could we do something radical and crazy like that? Just 1%. Even better, how can I get the Michigan fund listed in my 401k options at work so that I can send $50 a month into it? And that for them is the easiest level of access. That's what everybody wants.
Where do we go from here? What do you think needs to happen and happen now for it to become easier for people all over Michigan to be able to invest in those local businesses in their communities?
The first step is really making both the businesses and the investors aware of the opportunity to invest. Just pointing them in the right direction and saying, hey, if you as a business are interested in raising capital, here's literature that's already been written about how you can do that. You as an investor, if you're interested in investing, here's training that we've developed to make it easier for you to wrap your head around this. The second step is to get these programs, things like community gatherings and local investor trainings and all of these very tangible hands-on experiences into the communities that want them. What's happening right now is that we are doing the best job that we can along with the Michigan Municipal League to field all the inquiries that are coming in from communities all over the state, but it's too much really for us to handle. And there's too many inquiries coming in. Communities want programming and they don't really have the resources to pay for programming. We need some type of kind of consortium that's going to allow us to go in and just deliver them what they need. So awareness, then the educational programming. And then after that, we start dealing with the infrastructure. And in the background, we're always sort of dealing with the infrastructure where the local investment fund feasibility study and the policy decisions that have been made, new legislation. But there's a lot more that has to be done with the infrastructure to really rebuild an entire local capital market. There are some holes in that puzzle that have to be filled, and those are going to take a good 5 to 10 years. You know, it's not going to be overnight work. But that awareness and education and training type of work, that can be done right now.
Angela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Angela Barbash is the founder of Reconsider, and you can find her essay at the Next Idea page on MichiganRadio.org. And let us know your thoughts on local investing. You can go to the comment section underneath Angela's essay or go to Michigan Radio's Facebook page or, of course, always on Twitter at NextIdeaMI.